past 7 now on the Monday night. If you're streaming live, that can only mean one thing. The classical trap. Our fix of classical music here on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. Every week. Just a little slot for 1.5 hours. So if you've had a busy start to your week, this is a great time to chill out. Patty had the Broga Boys tonight doing Balance. So think of a room of calm stillness. And that wasn't what she saw. We will work on it, Patty. Right, what have we got on tonight? So we're going to showcase Baroque music tonight. So just for the pub quiz, it's normally classed as music from 1685 to 1750. Right, so take note. Now, actually, 1685 was a pretty significant year as Bach, Handel and Scarlatti were born. And Baroque means elaborate. So that's another one for the quiz, all right? And it was sort of a time when harmonies began to become more complex, and what really put Baroque on the map were development of continuous bass. So Aaron would be happy with that. Cuddly Aaron, he likes his bass. So that was known as continuo. I always wonder what continuo means. Anyway, check it out here. This is Pachelbel's Canon gig in D major. And it gives a good sort of impression of what we're on about. So this is an hour and a half of Baroque. I need to chill out more. Thank you. So I hope you enjoyed the bass line there. That was Canon and Jig in D major, and that was Pachelbel. Now, Baroque was also the time when instrumental pieces started to become more complex, and they were sort of the instrumental compositions became sort of, you know, as important as the previous sort of vocal ones. So this is a good example of Bach's cello suite. So you can check it out. I mean, I hadn't done anything like this before. So this is his cello suite number 5 in C minor.
Thank you.
So, can you imagine in the early 1700s? That was pretty radical. And the sort of floodgates were then opened up. So the beginnings of small orchestras. And they started to write concertos for all sorts of instruments. Like this one here with the recorder and flute from George Telemann. So, if you've just tuned in, this is the Classical Trap, 98.1 FM, and on Raglan Community Radio. You're listening to Tony here, and I'm showcasing the Baroque period tonight. So, the beginnings of small orchestras now started up in the Baroque period, and they were explored, such as here, in Albinoni's Fifth Concerto in F Major. Thank you. Now, it's probably fair to say that Domenico Scarlatti loved the harpsichord, as he wrote 555 sonatas for it. So another good one for the pub quiz. Here's his keyboard sonata in C major. So, the harpsichord is now becoming drowned out by some of the other instruments in the ensemble. So, one of the Baroque boys, Bach, he had an idea. So, he wrote a concerto which has got four harpsichords in it. it's also got strings and continuo. Yeah, do you remember that? So, just for the pub quiz. So, we've got some bass coming up as well for Aaron. So, this is Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
Right, now, just think about that. Four harpsichords playing away at the same time. I mean, in its day, that would have probably been the equivalent of a rock concert, wouldn't it? Anyway, we'll be right back before... What are we going to have? Oh, yes, a little break coming up.
Tony's All New Classical Trap Show. Mondays 7:30 till 9, replayed on Thursdays 4:30. Join me on a journey through the classical music of the 18th century and beyond, only on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM, and streaming live on raglanradio.com.
Well, we'll have those in a minute, shall we? Let's get on with some other stuff for now. Now, the oboe. Now, that, because all Baroque period, all sort of instruments now, no holds barred even. And the oboe became the first of the woodwind instruments to be played alongside strings. And here's part of Handel's, you probably know this, this is quite a classic way of using the oboe, and it's Handel's Water Music, Suite Number 1.
Thank you. Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today.
Raglan Fuko exists thanks to the supportive community around us. Locals were our first customers.
To say thank you, we've created a $5,000 community fund for Whangaroa-based projects.
Maybe you need help kickstarting a community project.
Or extra funding to further the awesome mahi you're already doing.
Maybe you need money for trees.
Or hives for bees. Whatever it may be, we want to hear from you.
Head to raglanfuko.com and complete the online application form under our Good Project section.
Thanks for your support, Whangaroa.
Hub of your hotel, the centre of Raglan, a bastion of good times. Great food, music, live bands, sports on the big screen, kitchens, gaming, accommodation and more. This week at the Hub of your hotel, it's trivia night. $25 burger and beer special from 6 till 7. Thursday, jackpot draw of $600. And on Saturday, live on the big screen, at the All Blacks versus Australia at 6:30. We look forward to welcoming you and yours for a great time in Raglan at the Hub of your hotel.
Right, thanks for that, Craig, and welcome back. You're listening to The Classical Trap. My name's Tony, and this is Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And we're doing tonight the Baroque period on our Classical Trap. And next up, we've got the French composer Jean-Philippe Rameau. And he was normally famed for his operas, but he could also write some pretty good piano pieces like this one. The Arts and the Hours. And this is Charles Avison and his Concerto Grosso. I haven't finished yet. It's in A major. Thank you. So, arguably one of the most important pieces of Baroque music written. That was Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5. Now, of the 20 children he had, yes, 20 children, music be the food of love and all that, one of them did actually, move in his father's footsteps. This was Johann Christian Bach, and he wrote a piece called Keyboard Concerto in E-flat major. Thank you.
This is the all-new plastic-free classical trap show.
Right, so next up we've got Henry Purcell. Minuet in G from Purcell's Abdelazer, and hope you're enjoying our Baroque session tonight on the Classical Trap. So it wasn't all just concertos and instrumentals in the Baroque period. There was still quite a lot of vocal pieces written, and this is a piece called, where is it? Crucifixus. Yeah, so it's by Antonioni's Lotti. Antonio Lotti, and it was written about 1718.
Thank you.
Antonio Lotti's Crucifixus. And if you want to get in touch, you can always email me on theclassicaltrap@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. If you've got any particular pieces you want to hear, and maybe got some comments on some of the pieces that maybe I've left out tonight. So be good to hear from you. So let us know, and you know, we can see if we can play some more a bit later on. So we're moving on now. This is all, I mean, Brock's very, very chilling, really, isn't it? Most of the music that in that period, but this is a nice sonata number 5 now in A major. Another one by Christian Bach.
Thank you.
Handel's Concerto Grosso in C major. So it's good to have you along if you're streaming live on this Monday night, or maybe you're listening on the repeated show on Thursdays from 4 o'clock, or maybe it's from the podcast on the Ragland Community Radio website. Whatever, we're having a great time here with the Baroque period, and we've got to have another piece of Brandenburg Concerto, because it's such an important piece in the Baroque period. If you listen to nothing else for a little while, check back on Bach's Brandenburgs. This is his Concerto number 4 in G.
Thank you.
So we're coming towards the end. Been great to have your company once more. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Have a fab week. I just want to leave you with a piece now. It's actually the time I remember starting to get into classical music, because I was listening to this piece on a film when I was a spotty teenager, way back in the day. Film called Rollerball, which no one will know. It was in 1975. Yeah, but there was this piece on it, and I just thought, what on earth is that? I had to find out. As soon as I came out, you know, they were asking me about the film. I thought, oh, it's all right. But the music, and this was it. Albinoni's Adagio for strings and organ. I will leave you with, and have a great time, and hopefully we'll do it all again next Monday. So, see you then. Bye for now.